You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to Maison Delamorte. I see you have your invitation. Prepare yourself for Falling in Love with Mr. Delamorte, the new theremin audio musical by Jack Feldstein and Paul Doust, starring James Monroe Iglehart as Mr. Delamorte, Courtney Reed as Sue Grimshaw, with Lena Hall as Rhonda Lipson, Jackie Hoffman as Mina Thompson, Telly Leung as Barry Scott, and narrated by Gavin Lee. Casting by Eisenberg Beans Casting. Sound design by Cricket S. Myers. Music supervision and orchestrations by Lena Gabrielle. Directed by Ella Jane New. Hear that? That's a theremin. The most mystical instrument ever created. Otherworldly, played by conducting in space. What does it mean when you hear the theremin? Oh, you'll find out.
You'll come knocking at my door. You'll come knocking like so many before. Sooner or later, you'll call for me, fall for me. Women, men, you'll all be enthralled by me. You will try to resist, but you won't succeed. You'll fall head over heels, can't you see? I'm to die for.
Some of you will be frightened of him. To be expected, of course. He is, after all... Well, never mind. You can try not to fall in love with him. You won't succeed. Everyone succumbs. He'll be the last love of your life. The very last. His kiss will be your final one. Unrequited love. The only love that lasts. You'll learn that. Soon, it's New Year's Day. What happens on New Year's Day? Just wait.
You'll be invited one day. You'll be invited when you ask. I can't say. I'm inescapable. Brush with me, dance with me. Irresistible, your darkest fantasy. You are powerless victims of destiny. There's no faith worth their love, can't you see?
In a rambling guest house by the sea, in sultry South Carolina. The ocean view, interminable. Look, ad infinitum, on and on and on. And that smell? Seaweed. Well, you can't expect him to spray room deodorizer along the whole coast. Put up with it. The sea is a symbol for your future. Strange, because the sea goes on and on. Your future is so limited.
You'll be falling in love. You'll be falling in love with me, everyone does. Yes, love is real, but it's more than first meets the eye. More nefarious, cross my heart, hope you'll die. It's a matter of love and death in the end. Too magnificent to comprehend, to die for. That's right. Breath, you'll say, Mr. Delamorte. And you'll love me to death. You'll love me to death. You'll love me to death. This
is Mr. Delamorte's hideaway, where he invites his guests. Impeccably furnished in perfect Art Deco style. Meticulous. Persian carpets, figurines, and French polished wood. Heavy drapes, overstuffed armchairs. Everything is arranged neatly. Too neatly.
Obsessively so.
This year, Mr. Delamorte has 3 invited guests. And you should know, no one refuses an invitation to Maison Delamorte. Ever.
Out of the blue, you get a letter.
The first guest is Mr. Barry Scott. Very fit, always dressed in a tight t-shirt and short shorts. His body is his temple.
Out of the blue, dressed in gold.
The second guest is Mrs. Mina Thompson, 60-ish, and unsuccessfully attempts to hide it. She's excitable.
Out of the blue, life's looking better.
And the third is Miss Rhonda Lipson, 33, a rough girl with a drug problem.
Out of the blue, out of the blue.
Out of the blue, you hear the calling.
Something enchanting.
Something new.
So titillating.
So enthralling.
Out of the blue,
out of the blue, you get impulsive.
You take a risk.
You see it through.
A new sensation.
It's compulsive.
Out of the blue.
Spent my Christmas all alone for the 9th year in a row. Left me feeling kind of down, cause there's no one else around. I have itches that need scratching. Satisfaction's overdue, so I needed to escape. And out of the blue,
out of the blue,
you get invited
to a delightful B&B.
Strangely compelling.
So intriguing, what could it be? Come and relax.
Come take a load off.
Come take a walk.
Right by the sea.
Plenty of nightlife.
And adventure works for me.
Spent my Christmas with the folks. Every word they say provokes me. They're severely anti-gay. I just had to get away. So I looked this up online. Strange, there weren't any reviews. Told myself, I'm sure it's fine. And out of the blue,
out of the blue,
you pack a suitcase.
Going away to somewhere grand.
Seeking excitement.
Seeking pleasure.
Seeking a man.
This Mr. Delamorte seems charming.
Lady killer.
A man's man.
I bet he could be seduced if all was a plan.
Spent my Christmas feeling rough when my dealer moved away. I was desperate for his stuff, couldn't wait another day. Then my sponsor said, let's go, it's rehab time for you. So I told him, no, 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 out of the blue.
Out of the blue,
out of the blue,
out of the blue,
out of the blue.
You bought your ticket, you're on the bus,
the train,
the air,
anticipation,
high suspense,
you're on your way there.
It's the time for new beginnings, it's the time for the new year. There's no time for turning back.
It's morning, December 28th, 4 days before New Year's Day, and the 3 invited guests have arrived at exactly the same moment.
This place looks weird.
Nothing like the photo.
Creepy. It's open.
Oh.
Mr. Delamorte descends the grand staircase.
What have we here? A triumvirate of losers, just as I feared. Cougars and drug abusers, where's the adventure? The hunt for the treasure, the thrill. Another year, another disappointment. No challenge here, no effort, no enjoyment. Where's the desire, the passion, the fire, the thrill? Can't help thinking that something is missing. I'm aimless, I'm stranded, I can't understand it. I used to be killer, but now there's just time to kill. I'm unfulfilled, so give me that thrill. Give me that thrill. Celebrities, that's who they used to send me.
Who?
Royalty, nobility, you name it, I had plenty. I got the greatest, the finest, and now I get swell.
I like his style.
I like his grace.
I like his savoir faire.
I like his smile.
I like his face.
I like his derriere.
Ooh, Mr. Delamorte, stop it, you're giving us chills.
What
I get in this tragic condition. Could I start over, or could I be over the hill? A bitter pill. This newfound fixation is making me ill with exhilaration.
Welcome. The rule book is under your bed. I expect it memorized. Follow me.
I can tell he likes me.
Hands off, Grandma. He's mine. That type is always nasty underneath.
Him? Use your gaydar, ladies. You are seated on the wrong side of the fence.
Mrs. Mina Thompson, Mr. Barry Scott, and Miss Rhonda Lipson are seated for lunch. Mr. Delamorte appears with a covered tray. He places it on the table. Quite a flourish.
Now, where shall I sit?
Next to me, Mr. Delamorte. You appreciate experience.
Mr. Delamorte wants something less decayed.
Mr. Delamorte enjoys different pursuits. Aren't you going to open it?
No.
Why not?
I'm not expecting anyone.
That's crazy. Open the door.
No.
For Christ's sakes, open the door.
I'll get the coffees.
Oh, soy milk in mine.
There is no soy milk.
Oh, regular will do just fine then.
Someone should answer that door.
Yeah, maybe it's important.
It won't be.
It might be.
They'll go away.
I'll answer the damn thing.
They've gone.
I'm going to get that door before they...
Stop.
What's wrong?
You're acting very peculiar, Mr. Delamorte.
Yeah.
I've got a very odd feeling.
Mr. Delamorte is right to follow his instincts.
Oh, I wish he'd follow mine.
Oh my God!
And onto the terrace lands Sue Grimshaw, an attractive woman of 25, bright, breezy, and vivacious. The perky type. Now, what is she doing here?
Hello! Obviously, you didn't hear me knocking. Sorry to barge in on you like this, but my Mazda's broken down. I was wondering if I could call AAA. My phone's not working. I think I've hurt my ankle.
I don't have a house phone or a cell phone, and you're wearing shoes.
What?
Your shoes? Take them off.
All right.
Stay on the terrace. Outside.
Sure. What a fabulous place. Oh, my ankle's throbbing. I think I heard it. Wow, what a view. And this cliff, like being on a mini Mount Everest. Or an ocean liner without having to get seasick. I get seasick on ocean liners. Once, I went on this cruise to the Caribbean with a girlfriend of mine, Karen. And
I don't have a phone. You'll have to leave.
But you've just made me take off my shoes. I can't put it back on. My ankle's all swollen. Sorry for causing a nuisance of myself. That's the sort of person I am. Impulsive. I always barge in. Gets me into all sorts of trouble.
If Mr. Delamorte says you should leave, you have to leave.
The girl's in pain. She needs opioids.
I like how Mr. Delamorte runs a tight ship here. I'm sure, Miss...
Sue.
It's one of Mr. Delamorte's rules.
Miss Sue Grimshaw. Soon to be Mrs.
A first marriage is always the silliest. You only really get the hang of it after your third.
He said she should go.
Shoes!
Gee, I did sprain my ankle. It's hurting like crazy.
Oh, best to soak a sprained ankle in cold water.
I'm sure Miss Grimshaw is on her way someplace.
Actually, I'm not on my way someplace. I mean, I am. But I'm in no rush. See, I'm making a statement.
Pardon?
To Jim. He's my fiancé. See the ring?
Expensive.
Very nice.
Half a carat.
Cubic zirconium.
No, real diamond. Look. Only don't look too hard, because there's a flaw. It's called an inclusion, but you can't see it at a distance. When I marry Jim, how happy we will be in our little brick house in the suburbs. Place for a cat, a yard for a dog, and a vegetable patch to grow squash in. There'll be neighbors each side, and a wide cement drive, and a maple, an oak, and a willow. A clothesline that's nice, and yet reasonably priced, and a pool for our 2.5 children. A simple life, a happy life, a life that I am made for. I just can't wait.
Thank you for that glimpse into your little suburban life. But entry is by invitation only.
I miss Jim like hell already. But I'm not letting him know that. See, he said we go camping over the break. Only his work calls and they need him urgently in New York. Because some stupid computer system in some stupid bank has broken down. And only he knows how to fix it. And I'm left alone in Atlanta, so I thought I'd forget it. I'll drive off in the Mazda and head east for a few days. Show him I don't need him. Even though I do. Thought I'd at least get to Myrtle Beach, but fate's brought me here, if you can call an exploded radiator fate. And now, a sprained ankle.
Miss Grimshaw, you should leave.
Call me Sue. I might stay around here overnight. Know of any good places?
There is a Howard Johnson on the main road.
What if I pitched a tent in your backyard?
Absolutely not.
How about I pitch a tent on this terrace?
No room.
The other side? Here?
Fire hazard, blocking the egress.
I could rock myself to sleep in this rocking chair.
You'd wear out the wicker seat.
Wait, isn't this a guest house?
We're full.
I'd pay whatever it costs. It's so lovely here.
There are rules. I could be punished.
Who by?
Admin.
Admin? How mysterious.
I thought this was your place.
Yes, what's one more guess?
She seems sweet, in a heteronormative way.
She could come to the party New Year's Eve.
The one in the ad?
She's got that ring. Diamonds are easily pawned.
Admin rules.
They want me to stay.
Yes.
No, they don't.
Wow.
No.
Please let me stay. I could stay the whole time Jim's in Boston.
I thought you said he was in New York.
I meant New York. Please, I had to give my ankle a chance to heal. Look how swollen it is.
Oh, the poor darling's wounded.
And looks like she has money.
Don't worry about me. I'll just limp to the nearest...
There's a medical clinic on the highway. Please, get up off the floor.
Oh, no. I can't get up. Please, can I stay?
Are you sure you want to stay?
Absolutely.
Be careful what you wish for.
It's late at night. That noise is Mr. Delamorte shaking towels over the balcony of the terrace. Someone's coming. Who is it?
Why aren't you in your room?
It's a beautiful night.
I hope you familiarized yourself with the Book of Rules in your room.
Book of Rules? More like prison regulations. No nail trimming in the house? What kind of rule is that?
Nail clippings can lodge anywhere. Impossible to clean up.
If you say so.
I trust your ankle isn't broken?
Nah, Barry just iced it.
Mr. Scott.
Yes, Mr. Scott. I think that's a really dumb rule.
Your thoughts on the matter, Miss Grimshaw, are irrelevant.
I hope you don't mind me saying, but you are a very uptight person.
None of my guests, Miss Grimshaw, have complained in the past.
I'm on vacation. I want to let go, have fun.
No one has ever arrived like you. No invitation, no pre-warning, nothing. Everything's always very planned.
You're pissed because of the way I've barged in. Jim's always telling me that. He says, Sue, look before you leap. Should have listened to him. For my ankle's sake. Know what I tell him, though? I say, Jim, if Christopher Columbus had listened to you, America never would have been discovered. By the way, I charged my cell phone, but I can't get reception.
Of course not.
Wi-Fi? What's the password? Pain in the butt. All caps.
I hate the internet.
I do love it here. So old school. And this cliff is amazing. Look! You can see the lighthouse. Smell that fresh air. What's that smell?
Seaweed.
Fairly strong. This railing wobbles.
I keep fixing it. It keeps loosening.
You take life really seriously, don't you?
Not only life.
You remind me of this guy at school, Trevor Higginbottom. Always wore his blazer, even in summer. Always had his homework done, and his assignments were always neat. Always did what he was told. The other kids were really cruel to him.
I'm sure he turned into a fine, upstanding citizen.
Jumped off a bridge on his 21st birthday. They never did find his body.
Look under the bridge pylon. Miss Grimshaw?
Sue.
Miss Grimshaw, are you feeling giddy?
What?
Lightheaded when you look at me.
You're kidding, right?
How about if I pose with my right profile? Does it make you swoon?
Makes me want to tell you, you have bad posture. You need to stand up straight.
Strange.
Have you got a giant ego or what? I've had lots of experience with men. You're the type who buys a girl a drink only during happy hour.
Everyone falls in love with me.
Really? You?
Yes.
I think it's time to turn in for tonight. Night.
Night. You came knocking at my door. You came knocking like no other before. No invitation, but you'll be mine. Wait and see. The temptation will overwhelm, guaranteed. Open your heart, surrender to me. Open your eyes, can't you see? You better hide, you better run. For naivety won't save you from the act that destiny demands. That perfect smile, that wily charm, they're no good here. They'll disappear. For I will toll the bell for you and you will hear the sound. I will make your whole world spin round. All will be revealed, now your fate is sealed. For I am the angel of death. Years, and every year ends with a kiss. Your final kiss will be mine to share, like every guest who wanders through my door. It's in the stars, it's what's in store. On New Year's Day, you'll fade away, for that's the time assigned to me from admin up above. All you have to do is fall in love.
You'll bend to my will, so give me that thrill, for I am the angel of death, the very one you're frightened of. I am the final sight you'll see, the angel of death. That's me. The angel of death, the angel of death, the angel of death. You cannot king at my door.
Thanks for listening to Falling in Love with Mr. Delamort, the new Theremin audio musical. Produced by Tony Castrino and Mark Rubinsky. Co-produced by Vibeka Dalla Della Pola and Maggie and Adrian Selby. Executive produced by Visceral Entertainment. Falling in Love with Mr. Delamort. Book and co-lyrics by Jack Feldstein. Music and co-lyrics by Paul Doust. Radio play adaption by Jack Feldstein. Starring James Monroe Iglehart as Mr. Delamort. Courtney Reed as Sue Grimshaw, with Lena Hall as Rhonda Lipson, Jackie Hoffman as Mina Thompson, Telly Leung as Barry Scott, and narrated by Gavin Lee. Casting by Eisenberg Beans Casting. Sound design by Cricket S. Myers. Music supervision and orchestrations by Lena Gabrielle. Additional orchestrations by Paul Doust. Arrangements by Lena Gabrielle and Paul Doust. Directed by Ella Jane New. Staff for Falling in Love with Mr. Delamort included general management and marketing by Visceral Entertainment, Michael Chase Gosselin and Tim Sulka. Production stage manager, Ellie Handel. Assistant stage manager, Alex Dash. Audio mixing, Cricket S. Myers. Final mix and mastering, Christian Lee. Dialogue editor, Elizabeth Widener. Production assistant, Victory Hester. The Falling in Love with Mr. Delamort band includes violin, Stefan Filar. Cello, Brian Sanders. Trumpet, Clyde Daly. Piano, Lena Gabrielle. Guitar, John J. Barry. Bass, Billy Smolin. Drums, Derek Swink, featuring Dorit Chrysler on the theremin. Production legal counsel provided by S. Jean Ward, Frankfurt Kernit Klein and Seltz PC. Payroll services provided by Checks and Balances Payroll, a cast and crew company. Insurance provided by Jean Dennehy, Owen Group Insurance. Logo design by Christopher Michaels. Website design by Chisholm Designs. Special thanks to Emily Clark and Works in Progress NYC, Deborah Starr, Sue Gillard, and Valerie Novikoff. The Falling in Love with Mr. Delamort cast album is available now through Broadway Records. For more information, visit DelamortMusical.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Delamort Musical, or on Twitter at Mr. Delamort.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.